This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't have to hold on anymore. Let's go. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of October, DJV program with the facts, clarification, information, variety, you name it, we got it. Follow us at On Air Victoria for Victoria Keelan, at C. Shillen, two L's, two N's, for Kara Shillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer will be back on tomorrow. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's deal with people in the news, starting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who is going to be still in charge, it would look like. Victoria, yes?
Yep, he won re-election as Prime Minister, but he did not win the majority party in their parliamentary system, so his party is the Progressive Liberals are now the minority party, so his challenge will be moving forward to try to get stuff done, to be the Prime Minister of one party, you know, from one party, and then to have other parties, having more seats in the parliament. That's kind of the big challenge there for him. Very similar to what Boris Johnson's going through at this moment as we speak. He's trying to push through the Brexit bill to make it go to a vote, but the Speaker of the House of Commons has indicated that he is not going to let it go to a vote because nothing has changed in the proposal.
It's going on in Israel, too, with Netanyahu.
Yeah, they still haven't figured that out.
They haven't figured that out yet.
Yep.
Anything yet, yeah. So all those things. Imagine if our country were run that way. If we were a parliamentary form of government, the old British, the reason we are as we are is because the people who came here were rejecting or did reject that form of government and kind of created their own thing.
We borrowed almost word for word from Francis.
Yeah,
Constitution.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right.
One other breaking news, people in the news. President Jimmy Carter is back in the hospital. He suffered a fall last night. He has a minor pelvic fracture. And so his rep said that he's in good spirits, looking forward to recovering from home. He's 95, and he actually fell in his home just 2 weeks ago. So while he was getting ready for church, and he fell and hit his head, he got 14 stitches above his eyebrow during that one. This time around,
this guy's had an amazing life.
Yes.
When you think of all he's contributed to the benefit of mankind, regardless of whether he was a good president or not, he is a good human being and has done a lot of good for lots and lots of people. And that's why he ran for the presidency, because he wanted to do more good. Didn't understand how good people don't make it in that he was a terrible president, but he's a good, solid human being.
Yep.
Other people in the news, Dennis Quaid is celebrating his 65th birthday by getting engaged to his 26-year-old girlfriend. How about that? Laura Savoy, is that how you pronounce her name? S-A-V-O-I.
Your guess is as good as ours. No one knows who she is, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, seriously, I don't know who she is, so, you know.
Right. He had the ring in his pocket. He wanted the moment to be private. She's working on her PhD at the University of Texas. Apparently she was stunned. They've been together for a couple of months now.
That's such a long time to date before marriage.
All right, so I'm going to let – I wish Jennifer were here, because you could eviscerate him, as I know you would like to, a 65-year-old guy. Can you – I mean, I couldn't – my daughter, first of all, would never speak to me again, and I wouldn't do it anyway, because I just think that there's too much – I mean, I can get a 15-year, maybe even a 20-year difference. But 20, what is that, 40 years?
It's grandfather territory, let's put it that way.
Right. I mean, I saw a list yesterday of his marriages, and it goes from, like, the first woman he married was a few years older than him, the next woman he married was 10 years younger, then 20 years younger, and now 40 years younger. So someone said his next wife isn't born yet.
Yeah.
But the thing that makes me laugh, too, is that he said he's been planning this proposal for about a month and a half, and they've only been dating for a few months. So how nice for him that he knew about a month in that we were going to get married.
Love at first sight, Kara. Aren't you a romantic? You never heard of that?
I'm a realist, and marrying someone who's 40 years younger than you about a month and a half after meeting
them. So she's your age.
Yeah.
Right, isn't she your age?
Yeah, she's a year younger than me. So. Yeah. And he's a couple years older than my parents, so that's nice.
The only thing I will give him, I saw him without a shirt on in one of these beach pictures because they've been in Hawaii. Dude is jacked. I will give him that. He's probably on steroids, though, because to be that ripped at 65, you'd have to just be living in the gym. So he's probably roided out, but, you know, he's had all kinds of problems. He's been,
I didn't realize he was a drunk. You told me he was a drunk.
Yeah. And that goes back. He's been in and out of rehab multiple times. Yeah.
So when I first saw this, I thought it was Randy because this is some Randy who you would not be surprised
at. Isn't
Randy
in an institution somewhere?
The best role he ever played was in Independence Day. Remember when he?
No, the best role he ever played is in the Griswolds and Christmas Vacation when he's Cousin Eddie. That's the best role.
That's the best role. So anyway, his proposal, Dennis Quaid's proposal, got a quip from actress Elaine Hendricks, who was his on-screen fiance in The Parent Trap. Hendricks played Meredith Blake, who is a 26-year-old gold-digging publicist engaged to Quaid's character named Nick Parker, but not for long because of their twin daughters.
And
watch out
mind,
for those twins, she tweeted, huh?
Yeah, keep in mind, she was supposed to be 26 in this movie, and this was about 20 years ago, and his daughters, who Lindsay Lohan played in that movie, thought he was too old for her then.
Yeah.
So if he's too old for a 26-year-old then, he's definitely too old. And also, here's something I saw. This woman is younger than Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay Lohan played his young daughters in that movie.
Yeah. So. Oh my God, that's right.
Yep.
So he was married to Kimberly, let's see here, Meg Ryan, and PJ Solis. I don't know who that is. That was his first wife, so... Dennis Quaid gets an eyebrow or two. Here's the story from Phoenix today. Big news is that some guy walking down the street fell into a sinkhole. Do you see this?
No.
And there's an underwater river, a big storm drain, and it sprung a leak. And so you see the pictures. There's a like 6x6 sinkhole. This guy just walking down the street falls into the sinkhole and gets carried away by the underground water currents. Nobody knows where he is. They can't find him. They're looking for him, and he's just kind of like
disappeared. So he went from pavement into the sinkhole?
Yeah, walked right into the sinkhole.
Jeez, that's scary.
That's back to the, and I don't know that this actually happened, but I can visualize him wandering down the street with his device. He's looking at it, not paying attention. So we hear all the time stories about people who walk out into the street, get run over by cars. So it's not beyond our imagination.
But how do you know a sinkhole is there?
You see it.
Not always, though. Cars run into sinkholes all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Just they drive over it, and then that's when the weight is what that was. It that
not,
makes it
this
finally
hole
give
was
out.
There. Okay, good luck to him. Here's the story of a 6-year-old Minnesota boy who'd been missing for 10 hours, spotted in a cornfield thanks to a drone. The young boy's last name, not known, first name Ethan, ran off to play with his dog near his home, disappeared about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. 600 people, including law enforcement, came together to search for this boy. But it was technology, the drone, that found him. He was seen with his dog. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning or something, lying down in a cornfield about a mile east of his home. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's a heat-seeking drone.
Heat-seeking, yeah.
Yeah. So luckily he actually had his dog with him because that made the signal stronger. Well, it made the signal stronger so that the drone was able to find them at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
But, it's crazy. It's amazing that in Minnesota, in this small rural area, that they had a heat-seeking drone.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, be careful this time of year. Well, you know, just kids wandering off. And
6 is a little young to be just wandering around,
listen,
though.
When I was 6 years old, I was wandering around.
That's you.
What do you mean that's me?
Well, you basically didn't have any parental supervision, so.
No, I had plenty of time in the cornfield, though. Some of it was a lot of fun. Discussion for another day. Mark Zuckerberg, the fellow that runs Facebook, and his wife have recommended to a handful of their staffers that they vote for Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Right. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah.
Hmm.
Whatever goes on with him. Yeah. You know, one of the things, though, that Facebook's been criticized for is having undue influence on the political process. I saw a story last night on the news as I was going to bed about somebody analyzing how much there was of different types. And this is back to managing the news more than anything else, which if you're unsophisticated, you don't really know or pay attention to the mind games that they're playing with you. It's all about the repetition and things. I suppose you could say, well, we repeat things here, like in commercials or people, if you're seeing the same visualization over and over again, it sticks with you. And I guess that's true. But your mind does absorb things the more, and that's what's proven by advertising on the radio, for example. They call it frequency and reach. The more frequently you repeat a message and the further the message goes, then the more it will be absorbed and the more value it is. And certainly, who has a reach greater than Facebook? Think about it. Is any of these...
Very few companies or brands have the reach that Facebook has.
Right, exactly. So that's that story. Here's a story. Speaking of advertising and frequency and reach, frequently I tell you during the course of our broadcast about Calitrin, which is a product. I've been talking about it for a couple of years. And the reason that I've been talking about it is because it works. And obviously, me telling the story on the air works. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep advertising. Calitrin is something that you get onto. It's just a capsule. That's all. And it has all natural ingredients in it. Mostly, the main ingredient is collagen, which is a protein that your body has and needs. Unfortunately, we stop making it when we're in our 20s. So this becomes a supplement that restarts your own body's production of collagen. That's why you get on this program, you stay on it for 4, 5, 6 months, and you will lose the weight, and you will keep it off. And it's all natural. Taking collagen amazingly helps to stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own. And that's the nutritional way to lose weight, because what it does, the peptide, I don't get too much in the weeds here, but it helps you to develop more muscle and push the fat out, and that's where the weight goes. Goodbye. Say goodbye to the weight. Keep it off. It's a fabulous product that I've used just to keep myself trim. I guess Dennis Quaid probably uses it too. I'm guessing if he's as jacked as you said he is, he looks just like
maybe.
Me. As he's
yep.
grown up.
Yes.
All right. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-U-N. You agreed so nicely. Thank you. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Right now, go to Calitrin.com, the huge Halloween special going on right now, including free shipping. Don't miss out. This is the biggest deal of the year. You get more of the product than any other time of the year. Stay on it and lose the weight. That's the guarantee from the Dougster. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. Yep, check that box for DJV. Save money, lose weight, and be healthier. That's the, I guess that's the bottom line message from Calitrin. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
This This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
On the DJV program with our music focus first on Brett Eldridge, who's announced his upcoming Glow Live Christmas tour. It'll be a 10-city tour kicking off with a two-night stint Nashville's Ryman Auditorium. Man, that's a great place. What a great venue. Starting in December the 4th and the 5th. And then it'll run through December 21st, ending in Chicago. The tour will have Eldridge playing songs from his 2016 Deluxe Edition of the Glow album, with two-night runs in Nashville, New York, and Chicago. Tickets on sale, I think that's next, what's the 25th, next Friday, right? Yeah, at 10 o'clock local time, at his website, BrettEldridge.com. He said, since I was a kid, I've had the Christmas music spirit running heavily through my veins. It's my favorite thing in the world. Now, taking my own Christmas tour out on the road at this huge level is a dream. Can't wait to see everybody dressed up, relaxed, ready to sing all the Christmas classics with me. I think that'd be kind of nice. Going with him is comedian Barry Rothbart. He's the opener. He's known for playing the role as Kevin on ABC's Downward Dog, also on Showtime's Kitty. So, who's this who's singing with him? Anybody know?
It's Meghan Trainor.
Oh, okay. Nice. Nice.
Right. He has a much more classic voice than I would expect from a country singer.
Sounds a little like Michael Bublé, you think? No, yes?
A little bit. He's got a crooner thing, yeah.
The first
time I ever saw him was at the lighting of the tree at Rockefeller Center, and he was performing, and I thought, I had never heard of him, but I was like, wow, this guy really should just stick to standards, because he's really good.
Yeah, good. Excuse me. Raspberry going down the wrong way. Christmas! Also,
Sarah said to me recently, she goes, I've never known anyone who's as bad with food as Doug is. It's a miracle that you have lived this long.
That's because
with all
I
of
eat and talk
food
at the same time.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yes. Christmas! Idina Menzel fans, you'll be happy to know that she has released her new holiday album, Christmas, A Season of Love. She was in Frozen, if you don't know. Been on Broadway forever. She's very talented. On the LP, her second Christmas album, following Holiday Wishes came out in 2014. She joins forces with Ariana Grande on A Hand for Mrs. Claus. So, yeah. That's what this is, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is good. Not exactly what you usually hear from Ariana Grande either, right?
No.
This is good.
Other duets include her Frozen co-star Josh Gad on We Wish You the Merriest and the Happiest. The Happiest. This is good. I like this. Yeah, it won't be long before we'll have the station starting Christmas music. Somebody will jump into it first right around Halloween. Let's see. Billy Porter, who's a Broadway star, is on I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. And her husband, Aaron Lohr, will be on I'll Be Home for Christmas. So, nicely done. In addition to all these standards like Oh Holy Night, Ave Maria, Auld Lang Syne, the album has an original song called At This Table, which she wrote as a call for inclusivity at the holidays, plus a new Christmas-themed solo version of the Rent hit Seasons of Love. Very talented lady, very talented. We have time for a little Coldplay news. They're putting a personal stamp on their latest release to announce their new album, Everyday Life, which is out November 22nd. Coldplay sent out old-timey letters to their fans, many of whom shared pictures of the surprise mailings on Twitter. I think they have such a unique sound. I've always kind of
liked them.
Coldplay. Yeah. It reads, quote, "Dear friends, read the notes which are adorned with golden suns and moons and appear to be hand-signed by Chris Martin and bandmates. Dear friends, my typing isn't very good, I'm sorry. I and we hope wherever you are, you're okay. For the last 100 years or thereabouts, we've been working on a thing called Everyday Life. In the classifieds, you might write double album for sale, one very careful owner. One half is called Sunrise, the other Sunset. Comes out November 22nd. Sort of how we feel about things. We send much love to you from Hibernation." So that's the latest from Coldplay and their next teased album. 28 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A disaster declaration issued by the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, following Sunday's storms in North Texas. The declaration covers 16 counties that got struck by severe weather. At least 3 tornadoes confirmed by the National Weather Service as having touched down in the state, including an EF3 twister in Dallas. No deaths were reported in Texas, but the same storm system took 4 lives in other states. It appears Justin Trudeau has been re-elected as Canada's Prime Minister, his Liberal Party expected to win the most seats in yesterday's balloting.
Regardless of how you cast your ballot, ours is a team that will fight for all Canadians.
A ceasefire between Turkey and the Syrian Kurds is officially to expire today, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
We are starting again another half hour, the source for conversation in the morning around the country, not only on 415 radio stations here, there, and everywhere, but also online at thedjvshow.com. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen. The fire victims in California are getting screwed again. Yes? Where'd Victoria go?
I'm right here.
Oh. Are you going to leave me hanging?
No, we had a blip. You stopped talking, so, yeah.
We have blips from time to time.
Yep.
So, PG&E and the state of California doing a wonderful job for their constituents. The fire victims may not be able to get anything, some people anyway. I guess 100,000 victims are eligible, but lawyers the victims say 70,000 have yet to file. I wonder why that is.
I'm guessing because they don't know how to do it. You know, most of the time when people don't file claims or, I'm just guessing that maybe they haven't been able to get in touch with these court-appointed lawyers. Not sure.
Yeah, maybe that, now that I'm thinking about it, I know we had a dairy settlement. Dairy farmers around the country had a problem with the company that controls most of the fluid milk supply. And we had to fill out 4 pages of stuff. And, you know, I think I got a couple of $1,000 out of it. But they screwed the farmers. And this is what the court said that the average farmer was entitled to. So in this case, PG&E, for I think pretty much unless you've been under a rock for the past year since the big fires in California, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy under the guise of the state telling them it was okay, don't worry about it, we got your back. That was Jerry Brown who did that, but the current governor, he's not any better at this. So lawyers say the victims didn't understand the process, and so they need to have an attorney to file. And then how much of the money do the attorneys get when they help you file? Do they get 30 cents on the dollar? What's that all about? I don't know. The whole thing leaves me more than annoyed. It's just when you see people getting screwed around like this, and it's so obvious, the collusion between big government and big business, and it just, the dance goes on, the tune goes on. Another example of it. So let's celebrate Christmas. We've sort of gotten ourselves into a bit of a Christmas mood today, and I see that the tree is on its way to Rockefeller Center, right?
Yep. Well, we're still obviously a few months away from Christmas, but the official tree for this year that will reside at Rockefeller Center for the holiday season has been chosen. It is, it's really a gorgeous tree. It's a Norway spruce, and it comes from the Village of Florida in Orange County, New York. That's actually the name of the town, called Village of Florida.
Yeah.
And so, every year, Rockefeller Center receives submissions from families all across the country who hope that their tree will be chosen, because millions of tourists go and visit Rockefeller Center every year during the holiday season.
Fun. It's
and,
fun.
The people who are behind the tree company that's behind this transporting and cutting it down every year, they said usually we select a Norway spruce that's later on in its life cycle and plant a young one in its place. But this time, I guess this is actually not that old of a tree. And so what they do is once the holidays have passed, the tree is donated to Habitat for Humanity. It's recycled and the lumber is used in their building projects.
Yeah.
So the tree will stay where it is for right now. It will not be cut down until Saturday, November 9th. And then that's when it will be hauled on the truck into Manhattan, which it's a traffic stopping moment to see this tree on its side.
That, but how do they get it on? We transplanted some trees this past week on the farm from an old golf course to the farm, and boy, was it a project. Go down with the backhoe, dig it out, make sure you keep the ball. In this circumstance, they just cut the tree down. But what I'm referring to is how we strapped it onto the back of my trailer truck in order to get it down the road. And we still couldn't keep it off the road. We had to have somebody in front of the truck warning people that were coming toward us that the road was pretty much blocked by the tree coming down the road. And this thing is a huge, much.
And it's especially going into, I've seen this on the truck going into Manhattan. Like, it's kind of amazing. It goes over the George Washington Bridge, and it's, well, depending on where it's coming from, actually. So it goes in, so on Saturday the 9th of November, it will head into Manhattan where it will be put up and scaffolding is all put around it, and then it takes about a month to decorate.
The lights up on it,
Yep, and then on December 4th, which is a Wednesday night, that is going to be the live broadcast on NBC, and that will be the lighting of the Christmas tree, and then from that point on, it will be lit from 5:30 in the morning until 11:30 p.m. every day through early January. On Christmas Day, however, it will stay lit for 24 hours straight.
Yeah. You know what a good job you do speaking visually? I think you've just given us something that our minds can all wrap, at least mine, wrapped around the story as you were describing the tree on the truck, and then I told the story about my truck. That's the kind of thing that that's what we specialize in, telling stories with words that you can imagine. Use your imagination
you.
to pull all of the pieces of the pie together. I don't know how you use your imagination here. This is a story that has cropped up today from Ernst & Young. Apparently, you know the old expression when, what was it? It wasn't Ernst & Young. It was when somebody speaks,
that's
everybody
the accounting
listens.
Firm, right? Hutton, Ernst & Young?
Yeah. No, yeah, they are an accounting firm. Anyway, the instructions, when they hire a woman, they have classes on how to behave, apparently, and they are told to be shrill. In the textbook that they're given, it says, quote, "Sexuality scrambles the mind. Women should look healthy and fit with a good haircut and manicured nails." So a lot of advice that the executives are getting in their training to be an employee at Ernst & Young. All right, ladies, how would you fare there if somebody told you...
Is this 1960 or is this 2019? I'm just confused. What year is this manual from?
I don't know, but it's just now seeing the light of day, and it may be because people who are like you and Kara have said, what the hell are you doing? You didn't tell us that. What our haircut and it is simplicity. It's male. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a. I think that everybody, never mind women, if you're working for an outfit and you have standards, so you tell everybody to be clean shaven and look well, and you know what's there's
yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, this was at a 2018 training seminar, so that's fun. But yeah, I mean, even like I think back to the business school at the University of Maryland where I went, and there was a requirement that everyone had to wear a suit and dress nicely, but women were required to wear heels to all of their classes and meetings and everything.
And how'd that go over with you?
Well, I wasn't in the business school, so I could dress however the heck I wanted, but it certainly didn't go over well with most people because if you've ever been to University of Maryland's campus, it's huge, and the entire thing is basically a hill up and down. So walking around that campus in heels, not super fun.
Sounds
but
kind of silly, actually.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like, okay, if you want people to look nice, then give that conversation to everyone, but it's like manicured, and are they giving money to people, you know, for a haircut and manicured nails?
Yeah, exactly.
Because this whole story popped up in the last month. We never talked about it, but the whole thing about AOC's haircut, now how it cost her $300 to get her haircut and dyed, and, you know, all of these male, like, congressmen were saying, oh, I just got a haircut for $10. Well, obviously, you've never been to a woman's salon.
She dyes her hair? I
think she gets highlights. So it's just, you know, there's
$300 for a haircut and highlights and a blowout. That's like normal. That's
a normal price.
That's what I pay.
A woman's haircut is like $40 at the cheapest if you're going to a nice salon, and then you have to add tip on that.
Well, she's also in New York, so that's normal for New York. It's a little bit cheaper in Jersey here where I am now, but yes, normal.
Yeah, I'm
New
saying
York.
around the D.C. area.
What happened?
What
is it like? Take us through. What the price? How long does it take, and
so
what do you do when you're sitting in the chair?
The few times I've gotten my hair cut and then dyed professionally, it's at least $200. You're sitting there for a couple hours because they have to, you know, do the whole process, and it has to sit there, and then they have to rinse it out. So that's why I don't normally get my hair dyed professionally. But if you want it to look nice, and as someone who is, you know, in the public eye, on TV a lot, on camera, I don't blame her for wanting her hair to look nice. So it's just, I don't know, it's a very expensive process, and you have to get it done fairly regularly. Manicures and pedicures
are
not cheap
either. Fairly regularly, once a month, every couple of weeks, what does that mean?
It depends what you have done. If it's just highlights, it won't have to be as often, but, like, I've bleached my hair blonde, and if you don't want your roots to show, then every couple of weeks you have to get it touched up. So
your hair is dark, though, now, isn't it?
It is now, but that's my natural hair color. When I had it bleached, it was very, very light, and it's pretty obvious when your roots come in.
Yeah. So I can't imagine you as a blonde. Your hair fits much better.
Born naturally blonde. It's only in the last couple of years that my hair has gotten darker. So I still consider myself a blonde. I've been told that I'm not anymore, but I don't believe it yet.
You're still in the club, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Your hair is natural color, right, Victoria?
I have highlights, yeah.
Oh, do you?
But I mean, my hair is naturally very dark, but I totally know what Kara's saying.
Thick. Both of you have really thick hair, if I remember correctly.
Oh my gosh, I've dyed it lighter, and then as soon as your dark roots come in, you know, if you get a quarter to a half an inch of the dark root coming in, it looks terrible, and you have to go back to the salon. And it just depends on how fast your hair grows. That could be every 3 to 4 weeks. It's not cheap.
No, doesn't sound like it.
Men go for a $10 haircut, and they're like, I'm good, I'm done.
I go to this Korean barber, and he does a $15 job, give him a $5 tip, and that's it.
Right, yeah.
Story of a 21-year-old New Mexico woman playing Pokemon Go with her boyfriend over the weekend. She got shot and killed as she got involved in a robbery in progress. She and her boyfriend, her name was Kayla Campos. Police identified the boyfriend just by his first name, Sydney, were near Blanchetti Park in Albuquerque on Friday night. They witnessed two armed robbers targeting someone in another car, turned the car around and attempted to flee the scene. They tried to get out of there. The suspect saw her open fire on her vehicle. She was struck and killed.
Wow.
Because she was witnessed. You know, they don't want any witnesses. And I'm not sure how to, after this, whether they gut these guys or not. That's the thing. People
now,
saw.
No one's been arrested. No. And I don't know if anyone else was a witness to it, so.
Yep.
Did they ever find the West Point cadet? Is that still a search that's going on?
I don't know the story, frankly.
We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yes, I do, too. Yeah. We talked about it yesterday. Yeah.
The West Point cadet who's missing with a rifle, and they were concerned about his safety.
I haven't seen
any update.
Uh-uh. No. Minnesota has blocked people with felony convictions from voting once they complete their prison sentence. I thought the world was going the other way.
Some states are. I think Florida went the other way, right? Where after you are cleared and you did your time,
they
and
did,
you can vote
not
again.
Long ago. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Here's something that will help you all very much get a great night's rest. You've heard me extol the value and virtue of my pillows for a couple of years. There are always sales going on. You can always save money when you go to mypillow.com. You use the DJV code. You can save up to 66%. On certain items, for example, this week is the last week, I think, to use the promo code DJV to save about 66% on a standard or queen-size platinum premium pillow. You can buy 10 of them if you want and save 66%. Use the promo code DJV. Also, you can save a lot of money on the mattress topper this week. And then there's the BOGO special. And they're all kind of, they go on, they always are promoting something because they're smart and they have a good product. 60-day guarantee, money-back guarantee on stuff like on sleeping items. How do you get that someplace else? Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there on the website and then get these discounts. Plus, you can get financing, anything over $200. They'll help you in that way as well. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Buy one, get one free, and other great radio specials that I've enumerated here. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, if you please.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I always used to get Bill Pullman and Paxton, Bill Paxton, confused. Pullman is in Independence Day. Paxton is dead. I think that's how I work it through now. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here, and the theme from Independence Day is playing. I never did understand why Will Smith didn't do the second one. Is there a third one coming out? What's the story, Chucker?
Well, the reason he didn't do the second one is because him and his agent read the script. I mean, that movie was really bad. It actually hurts the legacy of the first film to some extent. I make believe it does not exist, that sequel. But anyway, that's just my opinion. And many other millions of people also. Jeff Goldblum, one of the central stars of Independence Day and so many other films, turned 67 years old today. You know, he's very fortunate to land a role in Jurassic Park in 93, and then 3 years later, being one of the stars of Independence Day, two of the biggest movies of that decade, and actually of all time, so very fortunate there. I actually first saw Goldblum probably in 78 in Philip Kaufman's remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers with Donald Sutherland. I love that film. I love that film. Yeah. But anyway, I know you're going to disagree. He should have been nominated for Best Actor in 1986. His best performance in David Cronenberg's The Fly. What a great movie. What a great movie.
That's good. You know, Paul, what's the guy's name that starred in The Fly? The Ant or whatever it is. What was that movie? Paul Rudd, right? Wasn't he in the
Ant-Man. Ant-Man.
That's it, right. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I'd be grossed out by that, but I happened to see it on a plane. And I caught a glimpse of it as I was sort of moving from one film to another, and I stayed with it. It actually wasn't a bad movie.
No,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
I used to think he was kind of a lightweight.
Awesome.
But he's a pretty good actor now. I think
he's a good actor. He could do dry. Listen, all these actors and actresses want a piece of the superhero universe because they get a massive paycheck for. I mean, it's hard to resist. And Paul Rudd's become rich off Ant-Man, two Ant-Man
movies.
You know,
the best movie he was in,
Avengers?
He played a catcher in a movie. The spy was a catcher. Did you see that?
A true story. I did. I liked that movie.
Yeah,
not great, but I liked it. He's good at it.
No, but it was a good story. That's the kind of movie I want to see, stories. I don't want to see these monsters jumping around and blowing things up and stuff like that. It's just...
Well, you're no fun. I'll tell you a footnote. Paul Rudd's first movie was Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers. He played the character of Tommy Doyle. That was his first movie. He's actually pretty good in it. It's not a very good movie, but he's actually... You saw he had potential to be something... bigger and better, and he's gone on to have a nice career.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. What did you make of the box office totals? You weren't here yesterday, so what did you make of the box office totals from the weekend?
I still think the big story is Warner Brothers' The Joker, which did $29.5 million in its third weekend release. This film, which was produced on like $50 million budget, the studio never thought it was going to do big business. It was hoping to do business. But $247 million domestically, $775 million worldwide, on its way to $1 billion. Nobody thought that was going to happen because it's R-rated, it's very intense, and mainstream audiences, for whatever reason, have really accepted this film. And we booked it at our local theater. I see a lot of people, Doug, going to see this movie two times. A lot of people.
Really?
Just for some reason, they have a fascination. They're coming back and paying to see it again. You can't make $1 billion worldwide if people are not seeing a movie two, three times. It just, it's just the reality of that number. Anyway, I just want to point out
the new Star Wars trailer. Did you see that yet?
Yeah. I was going to talk about that. Advanced ticket sales started last night, doubling already Avengers Endgame, which means Star Wars Rise of Skywalker will be a huge film when it hits theaters December 20th. I said on the air last week I wasn't feeling it, but it's a pretty good trailer. It's very rousing, great musical score. Certainly if you're a fan of Star Wars, it'll make you want to see it. But I can't help but read a lot of hardcore Star Wars fans still have a lot of issues with the creative direction this new trilogy went in, killing Han Solo, not having Luke and Leia on screen together. But this is a good trailer. I, for the record, I liked Force Awakens tremendously, and I like the last installment. A lot of people, though, in the fan base have big problems with the last installment creatively. But this is going to make a lot of money, and Star Wars fans will show up December 20th.
Or after good that. For, yeah,
it's always good to have Star Wars at the movies.
Right. All right, Chucker, thank you. You're the best. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.